Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Dr. Glovina Show. I'd like you to do me a huge favor. Could you please post, call, or text someone and invite them to join us on the Dr. Glovina Show? And I am Glovina Williams. Before we move on, I want to remind you that God knows the thoughts and the plans He has for your life. But the question remains, do you believe God? Because when we truly believe God, this belief requires action. In other words, I'm encouraging you to step out on faith. I want to remind you, this is a safe place where you can gain clarity to rebuild and possibly restructure your life and feel safe and happy while doing it. Okay, let's get started.
Well, hello, and again, welcome to the Dr. Glovina Show, and I am Glovina Williams. I am, as always, delighted that you've taken time from your schedule to join me today, as we're going to talk about lasting memories. And it's going to be really focused. I want to say hi. Thank you, Marie, out of Oklahoma. Thank you. And it's going to be focused on the lasting effects of prayer. As I was looking at the lasting effects of prayer, I actually thought about my grandmother, Maddie Mae Sullivan. And I can remember it was such a treat for us to have the opportunity to sleep with her. I was just a little girl, probably maybe as young as 3 years old, but I do vividly remember this. And it was always a thrill when me or one of my other cousins, she would let us take turns periodically. And I can remember these crisp sheets, and I mean, they would be so crisp, and the bed would be made so nice that your toes would be almost like a ballet dancer, right? And I distinctly have the lasting memory of getting ready to climb into bed. And another side note, you had to have your feet nice and clean as well. But another note is she said to me, "Vinnie, say your prayers." And I said, I didn't know what to say. I told her, I don't know how to say my prayers. And she taught me that famous prayer that some of us may know. Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. I'm not going to tell you that prayer didn't just scare the jabezis out of me, but I said it. But it's a lasting memory, as you can see, how she taught me that simple prayer. And she taught me how to get on my knees and how to put my hands in that prayer position. The lasting memory of someone teaching you to pray. I can remember as a young grandmother, speaking of myself, and I remember that a friend shared with me. She said, you know, my mother-in-law always teaches her grandchildren to say, as we call it, the Lord's Prayer, the Disciples' Prayer, the Our Father Prayer, and that she always just takes some oil and she anoints their heads with oil. And I adopted that into my relationship with my twin grandsons. And although they were very, very little boys, I'm going to say 2 years old, I would have them every day to get on their knees with me, and I would say the Lord's Prayer. And, you know, they would get a little fidgety. I had to recognize that they were just little two-year-olds, and I just let them, and then I would always try to calm them down and say, no, no, and I put them back in that position, not forcefully. Very gently. And do you know, as time went on, pretty soon they could finish the last phase of the prayer. And then they were able to eventually say this prayer along with me. But we did this every day. A lasting memory. It's very important that we teach others how to pray. Prayer is simply communicating with God. Teaching others to pray. I used to visit a lady. Oh, let me share another story with you of the power of prayer. In the neighborhood that I grew up in, we had a community room where everyone placed their clothes washers. You know what I mean? What they wash their clothes in. So we came to one place. Today we would call it a laundromat, but then you had to have your own washer. And I had, while I was washing clothes, I was only 8 years old. I had an accident, and my arm was could have been severely damaged. But two women were down there, and they quickly thought, one pulled the plug, and the other one grabbed my hand and my arm and began to pray for me. I had no damage, no nerve damage. Nothing happened to me. The power of prayer and the lasting memory that it can give you, reminding you of power of prayer. You know, I meet with a powerful group three times, a minimum of three times a week, and we meet every morning and we pray. And I want you to know that we're seeing miracles, what we would call miracles, but just God's nature, God's characteristics being revealed. When we pray, we have to stand in love. Because I believe, and my belief and my understanding is that when we stand in love, this is the key that eradicates fear from our prayers. Because fear will always connect us to the spirit of death or the spirit of darkness. And I'm not talking about the reverential fear, if I can just make that very clear. I'm speaking of that dread, the dread of the future, the dread of what may happen. That's the fear that I'm talking about. That fear connects us to the kingdom of darkness. But when we pray in faith, it connects us to the spirit of life. Listen to me for a moment. 2 Timothy, I believe it's chapter 1, verse 7. For the spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but it gives us power, love, and self-discipline. My beloved, we can pray effectively if we come under the influence of power, love, and self-discipline. But our prayers will become ineffective if we come under the influence, if we come in the realm of the influence of the spirit of fear. Because first of all, we won't be operating in a sound mind. Please listen at this scripture, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 13 and 14. It says, "It is written, I believe, therefore I have spoken." Since we have that same spirit of faith, we also believe and therefore speak, because we know that the one who raised the Lord Jesus from the dead will also raise us with Jesus and present us with you to himself. Romans 8 and 2. For in Christ Jesus, the law of the spirit of life has set you free from the law of sin and death. Listen, because through Christ Jesus, so through Christ Jesus, thank you very much. I'm getting texts. Thanks, Nico. Listen, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit gives us life. It sets us free from the law of sin and death. And because we belong to him, my beloved, the power of the life-giving Spirit has freed us from the power of sin. Sin will always lead us down the wrong path. The spirit of fear is not part of the spirit of life in Christ. So there's no fear in the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, we then become able to not fret about the fear of the future. Because as we pray and as we trust God, we realize that our future is in God's hands. It's not just a 1, 2, 3, here we go. I don't mean it like that. But as we trust in the Lord, what begins to happen is that our faith begins to increase. Remember I said that we have to pray in love? Because perfect love casts out fear. I want to take a moment and shout out, good morning, Belvita. 1 John 4:18 says this, fear is torment. Yeah, fear is a tormentor. Have you ever feared something? I mean, it could be, sometimes we classify it as anxiety, but sometimes it can be, you know, an enormous amount of fear. And this fear can actually sometimes paralyze us. What I mean by paralyze us is we don't move forward. We just get stagnated. Fear of the future, fear, what if I fail? What if they don't like me? What if I'm rejected? And these are things through the power and through the love and through the resurrected power of Jesus Christ, we can overcome. Why do we want to even overcome them, Govina? So that we can fulfill our destiny. So that we can move forward in why we're here on planet Earth. You know, to bring the kingdom of God into manifestation, into demonstration, so that the world can see the power of God operating in our lives. Because even when we meet obstacles, we'll overcome those obstacles. And this too will be a testimony, a testament to the power of prayer and the power of God moving in our lives. You know, how do I know I'm in a fearful state? I'll give you a manifestation or a demonstration or evidence of fear. Worry, negative thinking, that struggling to believe the word of God. Because when we struggle to believe the word of God, that means I have a fear this might not really be true. But I want to encourage you today, my beloveds, in this podcast, I want you to know that the kingdom of God will help to eradicate the fear. And as we become stronger in our belief in God, let's take it a step further, in our belief in what is written in the Word of God, what happens is this. Our faith begins to grow. What seemed impossible, what seemed out of our reach, what we thought I'll never be able to do, or this can never happen to me, or I'll never be healed of this, I'll never be delivered, I'll always have to deal with this. As we believe the word of God, we begin to walk in the manifested presence of the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God, yes. The manifestations of fear, the demonstration, over worrying. I'm not, you know, please don't think that I am over spiritualizing the things that we go through in life. I too face my fears. I too face the struggles of daily life. But guess what? When we begin to worry and not pray, we're walking in fear. When we become over negative, that's an indication that fear has invaded a space where God has intended for love, power, and a sound mind to operate. When we start struggling, I don't know if the word of God is really true. That's a struggle. Maybe that was for then. Well, maybe that was for Jesus. Listen. Believe the word of God. It is true. Sometimes I want to share another manifestation of fear because it may help us to pinpoint where we need to begin to walk in love and begin to pray and begin to walk in the power of a sound mind. Not staggering in our belief. Often depressions can be also a sign that we have allowed fear to fester and prolong grief. I didn't just say grief. It is normal to grieve. And guess what? Actually, it's healthy to grieve a loss. But when that grief becomes a part of our personality, that's where we have to stop, as they say, pump the brakes and say, wait. When that prolonged grief begins to take over your life, can I give a very small recommendation, but very powerful? Begin to seek God. Ask God to help you to gird your mind up with the positive power of the Word of God and the miraculous power that is contained in God's Word. When we walk in fear, it hinders us. It can even harass us. Let's face it. It can trouble our breakthroughs. And it tries to stop the power of God that freely can move in our lives. The spirit of fear, my beloved, it comes from Satan, comes from the kingdom of darkness. Now, if you're just tuning in or you're just picking up this part of the podcast, I'm not talking about reverential fear. I'm not talking about the normal fears, the fears that really often guard our lives. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the fear that hinders us, harasses us, troubles our breakthroughs, and tries to prevent the power of God moving in our life. Again, I say, that spirit comes from Satan. Remember, according to John chapter 3, verse 23, he has given you power over all the power of the enemy. You know, when I read that and I believed it, did you hear that key word? When I read it and I believed it. Believe the word of God. God has given you power over all the power of the enemy. And have faith in his name. Have faith in the name of Jesus. Have faith in his true name, Yeshua. Have faith in him. Because that name can cast out these fearful thoughts that prevent us from moving forward, that stagnate us. And then also, listen, perfected love, it casts out fear. Remember, my beloveds, God has given you the spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. You have dunamis power, power that's almost like dynamite. Yeah, you can diffuse situations. He's given you love. He's given you a sound mind. So as we pray, let your thoughts be filled with power, love, and a sound mind. Begin to inject into situations in your life. You notice I didn't say problems. Begin to inject into situations and circumstances in your life the power of God, the love that's invested in you, and begin to make sound decisions. You know, I don't know if it's a barometer, but I use a measuring mechanism when I'm making decisions. If I'm making a decision based on fear, I immediately pray and I ask God to help me to eradicate the fear and to make the right decision. I refuse to make fear-based decisions. They can be as simple as, I'm not going to that event because I don't like that person and I fear that I may be rejected. A fear-based decision, something that simple. A fear-based decision, I'm not going to call or reach out to someone for fear of rejection. See how fear can operate and it can prevent us from taking the proper course of action. And so begin to pray and ask God, God help us, and he will. He will. He will help you. And ask, Lord, please help me to remove these fearful thoughts. Just ask him. That's prayer. And he will answer. He may answer through reading the word, a book, a person, someone that, you know, once I was on the bus and a lady, I didn't even know her, in Chicago, Illinois. And I was a young woman just burdened down with the responsibilities of life, learning how to handle responsibilities and maneuver and navigate through that phase of my life. But a lady just simply said to me, it's going to be all right. They've seen the distress on my face, but she said, it's going to be all right. She didn't fear rejection. And let's even remove fear words out of our prayers. You know what I'm talking about. There, in other words, there's no place for fear, worry, doubt, depression. When you pray, say it out loud. Say out loud. Then what's going to happen? It's going to begin to stir up the gift of God that is within you. And it will begin to destroy fear. And everything that's connected to fear, it will begin to destroy it. Ah, pray and release your faith, please, so that the fullness of God can be manifested in your life and in the lives of everyone that's connected to you. Yeah, because we have to remember, my beloveds, these lasting memories. Did someone ever pray for you? Think about it. When was the first time, when do you remember that someone may have prayed for you or even laid their hands upon you? And they can really, throughout their life, I can remember throughout even my life now, people that have prayed for me. My great-grandmother, not the one that taught me the Lord's Prayer, but my great-grandmother, Minnie, she was a praying woman. And what do I, the lasting memory? She was in her rocking chair with her Bible in her lap, reading the Word of God. Pray. Pray for your children. Pray for those who will allow you to. Pray for them. And pray for them what? In love, in a loving way. Pray to the great I Am, the lily of the valley, the bright and the morning star. You know, you are doing all things through Christ. He'll strengthen you to pray. I want to remind you that you're an heir of God and you're a joint heir with Jesus. I want to remind you, my beloved, that you're an heir to the blessings of Abraham. My beloved, you are observing and doing the Lord's commandments. Here's a beautiful reminder. You're blessed coming in and you're blessed coming out. My beloved, you are an heir of eternal life. You are blessed with all spiritual blessings. I am reminding you of your inheritance. You're healed by his stripes. Someone may need to know that today, because according to 1 Peter 2:24, who he himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sin, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes, I say this to you, you were healed. So you're already healed. Let's begin to receive the healing as the healing is being demonstrated in our life. And don't forget, in your prayer life, exercise your authority over the enemy. According to Luke 10 and 19, behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Believe the word of God. You know, there are really only two kingdoms, the kingdom of darkness. I'm not talking about in terms of the mineral kingdom and the plant kingdom, but I mean in the spirit realm I'm speaking, there are really only two kingdoms, the kingdom of darkness and the kingdom of light. Which are you connecting to? Make sure that you get back to the kingdom of light. Operate and walk in the kingdom of God and get an understanding of the kingdom of God. Get in a, he says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all these things shall be added unto you. I promise you, I'm a living witness. My life is, of course, different from yours, but we're alike in so many ways. You're above only, and you're not beneath. I want to say to you, Deuteronomy 28:13, to encourage you for this day in your life throughout. And the Lord shall make you the head and not the tail. And thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath. if that thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day, to observe to do them. Do you believe the word of God? Let's work on that. Let's thrive in the word of God, not just strive, not just suffice, but let's thrive. Let's live in the power of the word of God. Because guess what? Oh, my God, you're more than a conqueror. Romans 8:37. Yet in all these things we are more. I said more. According to the word, I'm more than a conqueror. Through who? Through him who loved us. And your responsibility is to establish God's word here on earth. God has given you, according to Matthew 16:19, and I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth, your prayer life, will be bound in heaven, your prayer life. And whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven, your prayer life. Your prayer life can bind and loose, and it will be established in two realms of the spirit in this regard, heaven and earth. You will bring the kingdom of God to the manifestation where people will begin to see the power of God's word. Lasting memories. Who prayed for you? Who prayed for me? Who are you praying for now? Who's praying for you? Prayer is the key. Prayer is indeed communicating with Almighty God. Can I remind you, the same God that communicated with Moses? Huh? The same God that communicated with Noah? The same God. This is not a different God. Can now, because we've been put back in right standing with God by the almighty power of Jesus Christ, you can come to God, the Creator. Can I say hello to my beautiful mother today? I love you. My beautiful aunt, hi. I love you so much, Steen, Jewel, Rosemary, I love you so much. My sister Jewel, my sister Leitris, I love you so much. Hey, Sean and Carol and Marlon and Cheryl. Hey, I want to shout out to Steven and Nico and Jordan, Tandana, hi, and Kayla and Lauren. I want to say hi to all of, oh my God, I want to say hi to Carla. Hi, I want to say hi to Marie. Hi, did I say hi to Terry and Omo? I want to say hi to Stephanie, Antonio, Chloe. I want to say hi to, hi Sheila, how are you? Hey, I want to say, I've got a special someone. I want to say hi to Ella today. Yeah, I see you, Ella. I want to say hi to Shatoya and James and those wonderful kids. I want to say hi to Christy today. Vicky, hello. Hi, Ramona, how are you? I want to say hi to, hi, LaTorsha, how are you? I want to say hi to Gloria. And can I say hello to all of those in Laurel, Maryland? Hi, Wanda. And I want to also say hi to Pastor Stevie and his family. I want to say, I already said hi to Velveeta, but I want to also say hi to, Tony. We have another Tony. I want to say hi to Denitra today. Oh, my God. I am just so excited that you have joined me. And I don't even want to begin to say all the countries that are listening to us. We're up to now 5,800 listeners. Can I say to God, be all the glory? It's not the work of a woman. It is the work of the Holy Spirit. Hi. Did I say hi to Michiko? Hello, Michiko. Oh, Patra. Hello, Rico. Hello. I see you. Hi. Oh my goodness. Look at this. Can I say, there's so many listeners. I could go on and on. I really could. I want to say hi to Roxy. I want to say hi to Margaretta. I want to say hi to Tony, another Tony, a great photographer. I want to shout out to you. Hey, hi, Judy. How are you? I want to say hi to Jerrica. Yeah. Oh my God. Hello. Reverend Russell. Hello. My God, my cousin, hi. Hello, Donna, how are you? Cameron, how? Marilyn, how are you? Oh, my God, Shelly, how are you? There's so many. Courtney, how are you? I could go on and on. If I didn't call your name, it's not because I don't love you, and I mean that from the bottom. Hi, Ernestine, I mean that from the bottom of my heart. Oh, my God, I love you so much. I really do. And thank you for joining me. It means the world to me. God bless you and keep you. And remember, God loves you. And pray for yourself and pray for others. Create some lasting memories. Peace and prosperity.
Thank you. And please join me the next time on the Dr. Glovina Show. You can connect with me on my social media platforms. And until next time, love, peace, and prosperity. Bye.